CBS News Brief. More than 100 million Americans are in the grips of a heat wave. Mark Chouinard is with the National Weather Service.
We're actually going to have temperatures well into the 90s across portions of Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Utah. So in some areas, that's running 10 to 20 degrees above average for late June.
Thousands of Israeli protesters, including this man, rallied in Tel Aviv yesterday, calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign. And that's not all.
Stop the war at Gaza. Bring the hostages back and strive for an overall diplomatic solution.
Tomorrow marks 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court's decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. The White House's Jen Klein says since then, Republicans have eroded further women's rights.
They are passing extreme abortion bans in states, and congressional Republicans have proposed 3 national abortion bans.
She heads the White House Gender Policy Council, CBS News Brief.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. It's summer vacation season. One Wisconsin travel agent says there are plenty of options, even on a tight budget. Mike Moan reports.
Economists are more optimistic these days when it comes to inflation trending downward, but childcare expenses and higher housing payments remain a burden on household finances. Wisconsin-based travel agent Elsie Rushline says if you're wrestling with the idea of heading out of town, there are ways to stretch your travel budget. One example is booking lodging that comes with a complimentary breakfast.
Sometimes the bigger chains include the breakfast and the littler ones, like the motels and stuff, don't. So you might spend a couple dollars more in the hotel, but you're saving that money, especially if you've got kids. Like, they always want to eat breakfast.
Rushline says you can also grab some snacks from that breakfast to take on your daily adventures. And if you're planning a relatively short road trip, such as a few days in a nearby lake town, she recommends packing food before you drive off to avoid spending money on drinks and other items at gas stations along the way. For households with a little more wiggle room for a trip further away from home, Rushline says it's not too late to book flights or hotels for later in the summer, but she recommends acting now to keep costs lower.
I would say book ahead if you can, because when you're doing last-minute travel, it tends to be a little bit more expensive.
For those sticking with the road but are worried their vehicle won't make the trip, analysts say car rental prices have come down a bit since their post-pandemic spike in 2021. Rushline says, if possible, plan a trip with another family to split those rental costs along with other expenses. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Passing of Willie Mays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened this week.
Something to share from the San Francisco Giants. They say it is with great sadness that we announce that San Francisco Giants legend and Hall of Famer Willie Mays passed away peacefully this afternoon at the age of 93.
He was often described as the best complete baseball player ever. I asked Brewers manager Pat Murphy if he'd ever met Mays.
I did, yeah, a couple times, more than once. Everett Washington, I met him once. I met him in Scottsdale, yeah.
What did the passing of the Say Hey Kid mean to Pat Murphy?
Yeah, that's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pulled for, you know what I mean? The guys that I was telling Ricky today, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Racine's incredible Fourth Fest is coming up fast, and WRJN invites you to help kick off the celebration this Saturday at Ives Groves for a fun day of golf supporting the parade. For $120 per golfer, you'll play 18 holes and then enjoy a delicious lunch and dinner at Route 20. Racine's Fourth Fest Parade is the crown jewel of Midwest parades, and anything you can do to support it is welcome. To get signed up for golf this Saturday, call Lou at 262-620-4274.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday. A mix of clouds and sunshine, although there should be a bit more sunshine in the second half of the day. Highs in the upper 70s, light northwest winds. Overnight, lower 60s and mostly clear skies. Sunshine for Monday, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 67.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them the gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
This is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars. I'm just happy because it's summer. Finally, this is Lou Regani. The stars on the air on the Civic Media Radio Network from WRJN. You see, now it's official. And before that, we had nice days and all that. And we pretended, and it was April, May, the temperature went up to 65, 70, and there we were. T-shirts, shorts, sandals, sneakers. Pretending that the calendar agreed with it. And that's all well and good. Matt Cole did a tune, Pretend. By the way, the composer of that lives in Antioch, Illinois to this day. Music of summer. Come on, let's celebrate together. We deserve it. We've waited so long, thing that always puzzled me. People say, I love fall, it's so beautiful, but why are all the fall songs so sad? And the summer ones so happy? With one exception. Happy summer. WRJN. Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the stars. Oh, here's that exception. Henry Mancini. And daughter, Monica. picture. Summer of 1942.
From that first day I saw her, and no one that has happened to me since has ever been as frightening and as confusing. For no person I've ever known has ever done more to make me feel more sure, more insecure, more important, less significant. In everyone's life, there's a summer of 42.
The music of the stars. Sign to start your summer off.
Miss Betty Grable and Mr. Dick Haynes. Look out.
These are the Oscars, 1972. A great score for Summer 42. Wins the Best Dramatic Score. Dick Haynes spent the last part of his life in Lake Geneva. Here they are with the awards.
It's really a joy to have a chance at last to acknowledge the debt that performers owe to musicians.
Now, the remarkable part of their contribution is that it's as subtle as a violin and as commanding as a trumpet.
The nominees for the Best Original Dramatic Score are John Barry for Mary, Queen of Scots,
Richard Rodney Bennett for Nicholas and Alexandra,
Isaac Hayes for Shaft,
Jerry Fielding for Straw Dogs,
Michelle Legrand for Summer of 42.
And the winner is?
The winner is Michelle Legrand for Summer of 42.
I want to say a few words that I'm very proud first. I'm very happy. I want to thank the producer of the picture who is there tonight, Richard Ross. I want to thank also
the marvelous director, Bob Milligan. And also I want to thank, you know, many people that we don't thank very often or not enough often to me, which are all the musicians, all the marvelous musicians that you have in California. Thanks, all of you.
Show will be seen at 12:15 tonight in order that we may bring you the following special program.
The American Theater Wing 1961 Tony
Elmer Bernstein, A Walk on the Wild Side, pictures starring Barbara Stanwyck, the music of the stars. Here's a big hit from 1958 with the great voice of Jimmy Rogers, who had his own story to tell, Hugo Peretti in the orchestra. Alex North, Sammy Kahn.
The Law. Hot summer seems to know every time you're near, and the touch of a breeze gently stirs all the trees, and a bird wants to please my ear. seems to know what a flirt you are. Seems to know your caress isn't mine to possess. How could someone possess a star? But you may long for me long before the fall, long before the winds announce that winter's come to call.
Shank of Summer, that's what we're looking at. Isn't that great? Yeah, I got Independence Day to look forward to. Oh, I almost mentioned Labor Day, and that's a little depressing because. Walk on the Wild Side, you heard that, 1962. Charles Fellman was a producer on that. Elmer Bernstein wrote that great song. The Music of the Stars and Michel Legrand. And the Bergmans, they just don't get any better. And while we can't afford to lose people like that, we did. Tony Bennett. The Music of the Stars.
The summer smiles, the summer knows. Unashamed, she sheds her clothes. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand on which you lie. The summer knows the summer's wise. She sees the doubts within your eyes, and so she takes a summertime, tells the moon to wait and the sun. The world round a summer finger lets you see the
wonder of it all. And if you've learned your lesson well, there's little more for her to tell. One last caress, it's time to dress for fall. Summer smiles, the summer knows and unashamed she sheds her clothes. One last caress, it's time to dress for.
So bad. We're just getting started with the season. Fun and prizes here on WRJN. So stick around, stay close to our local news and timeless hits on WRJN. From whence the music of the stars emanates on the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide at civicmedia.us. Put some winners on our Scotty summer. Let's see, we had Union Grove produced Eric, a winner. In Waukesha, we had Rose, Jerry and Racine. Also Kevin and Racine and Ruth Ann in Burlington. Now we're just getting started. Independence Day around the corner. Got a parade fundraiser at Ives Grove Golf Course Saturday at the 29th. And a big parade downtown Racine, lakefront fireworks. That's on Independence Day itself. Stars now 30, let's see, 33 years. Ouch. The Civic Media Radio Network. Francis Albert Sinatra.
Summer me, winter me, and with your kisses, morning me, evening.
Grand again. The music of the star. Yeah, happy summer till high noon and thereafter. But for us, high noon. And it's up to you.
busy summer plays, wearing funny names. She rules on high with giggles, with out-of-tune guffaws, tipping over reasoning, likes to break the laws. Every loyal subject kneels, worshipping the now. What's there to believe in? How about holy cow? You goody gumdrop lovers, intertwining hands, go talk about a future no one understands. Yeah, summer is forever. Eternal. Look at who you're with. So sing a song of gee whiz, what a guy he was. Had it all together, man. Did it just because. Who's the one to say no use? You could buy a star. Interstellar. Summertime. Please don't go that far.
Of the stars. Ken Nordine. Now Doris Day.
Became these quiet nights of loving you.
music of the stars. We're on till high noon today, and thanks for being here, everybody. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on the music of the stars with all our friends out there in what they called Radio Land. Of course, that Stan Freberg thing had a little fun with Radio Land. Is that anywhere near near Disneyland?
Quiet nights and quiet stars, quiet chords from your guitar and you.
Doors Day, that's 1964. Antonio Carlos Jobim, did I pronounce that correctly? Roll my R's.
Just got the bills all paid for my last year's summer vacation. Those easy payments made to that gay, inviting resort, exciting, where I sat biting my nails for relaxation. I really drew a blank on my last year's summer vacation. My ship of dreams just sank, for the skies were weepy, the place was creepy, and had the sleepiest males in all creation. I thought I'd be dancing, possibly chancing, moonlight romancing too. Instead I got nummy, playing gin rummy, hoped to find a man. I got was just a coat of tan, and it cost a lot for that 2 weeks in isolation. My plans all went to pot, for I just got fatter with food and chatter galore. Oh, it really was quite a bore, that summer vacation. Vacation. Thought they'd display my wiles, but from constant sitting, the seams were splitting. The way they're fitting, they need some alteration. Thought I'd get lined up, I made my mind up that I would wind up wed. The men who were single just wouldn't mingle, hope to have some fun. All I got was just a lot of sun, and it broke my heart, all that question mark recreation. But soon I'm gonna start, make a reservation at some location, and then I will try my luck once again this summer vacation. This summer vacation. That's a vacation.
Peggy Lee on Decca. 1953, is that a rarity?
Stars are the windows of heaven, where angels peep through. Up in the sky, they keep an eye on girls and boys like you. When you're good, and an X when you're bad. They're the best friends that we ever had. They cry each time you are naughty. Their teardrops are the rain.
Superstars of early TV. Oh, you'll never forget her if you've ever seen a Kukla, Fran, and Ollie show. And some of you right now are going, what? Yeah, it ran on television from the early 50s, actually 1947. Ran all the way into the mid-80s. Fran Allison, who had quite a history herself of great showbiz achievements, passed away in 1989. Worked with Mickey Rooney on a couple of TV spectaculars. That's what they call specials. The music of the stars, the Ames Brothers.
Thank you. cry each time we are naughty. Their teardrops are the rain. But when we're good, they are smiling, and they shine again. My mom says stars are the windows of heaven, where angels peep through.
Music of the Stars. Sure, it's a kid's song. Are we all kids? Outdoor concerts. Unforgettable ones. Like, let's say if it rains, right away, unforgettable, right? But at Racine's Harbor Market, you can mark your calendar. Make some memories this year. Taking all the summer vibes, ambiance. It's more than just the day, it's music. Flavors, fresh bakery smell. That's what makes summer great. Check into downtownracine.com for more. The Stars continues. A quick look at news, weather, other stuff, and the music of the Stars return.
WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.